Doesn't points of conversion matter as well? So on Hotmail, you click to sign up, but on a billboard, you have to remember the URL, go to the website, type it in, find the registration button, click register and sign up. Yes, yes. Anything you can do to move friction out of the flow, and going from an offline ad to an online ad removes huge amounts of friction from the flow, obviously. Totally agree with that. One more at the back. Aren't frequency and conversion rate-related? Absolutely. If you hit someone with the same promotion... I repeat to that. Aren't frequency and conversion rate-related? If you hit someone with the same email over and over and over again, or the same banner ad... This is one of the things that's fundamental about online marketing. The same rules apply to every channel. If you hit someone with the same Facebook ad over and over and over, the more times you hit them with the same ad, the less they'll click. That's why we have like creative exhaustion. You have to rotate creatives on Facebook. Same with banner ads. Same with newsfeed stories. The 50th time you see that IQ story in your newsfeed, you are not going to click on it. If you haven't clicked on the 49 before, you're not going to click on the 50th. The same is absolutely true with these emails. So if you send the same email over and over and over to people for an invite, then, or if you send the same little link at the bottom over and over and over to people for Hotmail, or, I mean, the PayPal one's different because people just signed up. But yes, you will get lower conversion rate, and that the more you hit someone with the same message, the less they convert, is fundamental across every online marketing channel. Every online marketing channel. Cool. Second way to look at virality, which I think is awesome, is by this guy, Ed.